So that is Margaret Fetty on Mike Glasscock, hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program, coming to you on the third day of June 2015. So summertime part three is here because you have IU graduation, Memorial Day, and high school graduation. And today is the last day of school at the RBB. So if you see extra sunshine over Ellettsville today, that is A, Marty Hawk smiling as usual, and B, the kids at the RBB get out of school today. Marty, and how exciting is that?
That is exciting. And, you know, I can remember when my girls were little and it was the last day of school.
Oh, baby.
And it was a real celebration.
Yeah, but back then it was like May 9th. Now it's July 14th, the last day of school.
But just not fair. Just not fair.
It is, but that's the good news. So I want everybody to be aware that we'll be a little excited over that way today. So there could be some people not paying attention. So please make sure you do if you're driving around the schools a little bit later this afternoon. And then Saturday coming up, obviously we know we have the Boys and Girls State Track and Field Championships here in town, which Edgewood will have competitors in as well. And they'll be having graduation, Edgewood and Owen Valley, Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. So if that's part of your Saturday routine, make sure you're aware of the extra traffic out and about. Or just stop by Marty's house and say hi as the caravan moves on.
The party's here.
That's exactly right. Marty Hawk is county councilwoman. She pops in with us every Wednesday, whether school's in or school's out, and we talk issues with Monroe County. And obviously the county council's job is to provide the financial guidance moving forward. And what's on tap today for us, Marty?
Well, I want to share a couple of joyful things with you this morning.
Well, let me get out my pen and paper. We don't get to do this very often.
Well, you know, we've talked about some of the fun things going on over on the west side of the county, and the park system is on the west side of the county. The Monroe County Park System, Flatwoods Park, is over
Flatwoods Park, is that what it's called?
Right.
Okay, and yeah, I know where you're at, on 46.
Right, and so they're having, and I'm going to tell you in advance so we can get it on our calendar, they're on Tuesday, June 16th. Between 5 and 7 o'clock, they're going to have a picnic out there with free food and free activities.
Who is? Who's having this picnic?
Well, it's the Monroe County Parks Department.
Oh, good.
Oh.
And as well as IU Health, Bloomington Hospital, and the Ellettsville branch of the library.
Flatwoods Park isn't in the, you got to go look for it a little bit, but once you get there, it's pretty cool.
Right.
I've never been to it.
Yeah, check it out.
Well, see, now's our chance to do it. Since I mentioned those, I want to run through the RBB, CSC Family Resource Center and Ivy Tech and Monroe County United Way and Girl Scouts of Central Indiana. They're all pitching in here, and we're having a picnic out there.
Great.
So, for the first, I think it says for the first 200 people, there will be free food. Now, if there's more than 200, I don't know.
Don't show up late.
Bring food. Bring food. If you're over 200 people, bring food.
So I just wanted to share that because I think that's pretty neat. And then also, the other thing coming up very soon is that 34th annual garage sale for the History Center, Monroe County History Center. The reason I mention both of these things is we do. County Council votes on the budgets for the Parks Department, and we also vote on a small amount of money that goes over to our History Center.
Now, where is the garage sale going to be, Marty, and when is that?
Okay, that is at that former RCA warehouse.
Sure, it's called The Warehouse, right?
Yes, behind Cook Pharmaca. And it's June 12th and June 13th, so it's not here yet, but, you know, it's almost here. And that's something that so many people like to go participate in, that is something we need to get on our radar screen, because that's always a joyful event, and it's a good way to support our History Center.
Well, you got us with free food if we're in the first 200, so we've got that one written down. And
okay.
Then a garage sale, that's a very summary thing to do.
So the History Center's garage sale, what time is that, Marty?
The garage sale on Friday is between 8 and 6, and on Saturday is between 8 and 3.
All day,
and then I was thinking they did one on that following Monday, but perhaps not. I'm just looking at
it. Well, get back to me if they change that or if you figure that out. That's not a big deal, but like you mentioned, that's a week from this weekend, the garage sale, and hopefully the weather doesn't force everybody inside, but that's a great option if it's not cooperating outside
as well. It's always a great event. It's a joyful event for sure.
Yeah, and you support a good cause.
speaking of whether or not you think this is joyful, the county commissioners.
Oh, I've put my pen away now.
They did have their staff, quote unquote, staff time agenda. And I am so grateful we have a county council member who is going. See, we can't all go because then there'd be too many of us. We can't be more than three people.
Legally, right.
Legally, we cannot do that. So we have Shelley Yoder went this time and sent out some information about what happened.
Now, this was Monday, correct?
This happened on Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, yesterday.
But I think we should really be calling upon the county commissioners to do this in a public meeting of what is televised, like everyone expects it to be, and have the auditor staff there keeping record of votes because they had, you know, they continue to do this without having the right kind of coverage that the community expects. But they did say some of the good news is there's going to be a website development committee put together. Now, for those of us who use that county website, including many of the realtors and people involved just in anything having to do with county government, they have complained for a long time that our website's just deplorable.
Your search engine is the most ridiculously awful thing I've ever seen in my life. It's just worthless.
Well, I'm just saying that the good news is somebody has listened. They're going to do something about it. And then I also wanted to say that the other good news is our portion, the county's portion for the animal control interlocal, has gone down. It is.
Why is that?
Well, must have been less animals picked up because.
Okay. I didn't know how they measured it. I didn't know what the metric was.
Oh, they look at those animals and they say, that looks like a county animal. And this one looks like a city one. Yeah.
And they wear little bandanas around their necks.
What happens if you pick them up in the 2 mile fringe? Who gets the point? Who wins that one?
Right.
We're having fun.
That's
with
a free for all. But anyway.
So let me ask a dumb question. Okay. If your portion goes down, then the city's portion has to go up.
Or
it all goes down together?
Or if it was just less animals in general, all of it went down.
Keep neutering or spaying, people. You're making a difference.
Okay, anyway, it's $254,000. It is down from last year, but look, if people would just do the right thing and spay and neuter their pets, we wouldn't have that kind of a...
Now, $250,000 sounds like a lot of money moving in the right direction.
Well, it is a lot of money.
Now, where are you going to spend that?
No, we're not saving $254,000.
Oh.
That's what we're paying, but it's not quite as much as last year.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, also, having to do with the parking garage that they've been working on,
the one that everybody was fighting about how many floors it gets and so forth.
Right. Evidently, the county commissioners are talking with John Hamilton to try and get the correct number of parking spaces in the new garage. Got me what that means, but I'm just reading from the minutes that was taken. But of course, we're going to have to move out the people who are in that, what we call the cage, where they've been parking, and that's people from the courts and so forth. So they've got to find some.
We have to move them out. You just put them in the new garage.
Well, in the meantime, they're going to be
building
on there.
Being built.
So they've got to put them someplace.
Yeah.
So they're trying to decide, is the county going to be responsible to offer an alternative? Are we going to be working with the city to get them an alternative place to park? And clearly the decision's been made. They're not going to move forward with the question, even the question, at the convention center parking lot until after the parking garage is built. Now, I love the way they say it's the convention center parking.
Whose is it?
Because it really belongs to the county, but... At any rate, that's how it's written up. And we also now have the proposal from the city for that interlocal agreement for the dispatch center. And the biggest issue looks like is if it's going to be the makeup of the policy board, how that will come about. Right now it says the county will get two appointments.
Well, who's been on the board up to this point?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't have the answer for you on that. I don't know what the numbers are, but since I didn't get this until late yesterday.
Right, sorry.
But I will try to find that out for you and see what's going on. And They're also trying to decide whether or not to go forward with a new $2 million bond for next year. They do that on a routine basis, as you know.
Marty, can I ask you a question? Because this actually is in kind of your area of expertise, although you may not know the answer for this. Who is responsible for the buildings that the county owns and is now renting out to various entities? And who's responsible for the care and taking care of those buildings?
It depends on how the lease is written. Of course, anytime you own a building and you lease it out at whatever the lease agreement says, and we'd have to know which building and which lease and so forth.
So it's a building-to-building type issue or lease-to-lease type issue?
I haven't reviewed the leases, but certainly that's just in any lease you would spell out who's responsible for the care and the maintenance and so forth. We are having some maintenance issues as well over at that Johnson Hardware building that we built, some plumbing issues and so forth. And also, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that we have on our radar screen that we have the first, there's a constitutional challenge, as we had really expected there would be, the state level. We were told when that law went through this past session, having to do with the assessment on these big box stores. And the companies were saying, look, that's we're going to challenge you on the constitutionality of it, among other things.
So wait a minute, Marty, back us up just a tiny bit.
Okay.
You had this law. Tell us what the law is that was passed that is now supposed to be a matter of law right now.
Okay, it has to. Of course, I'm not a law expert, but I know
we just want the Cliff Notes version.
It has to do with how these big box stores will be assessed. At one point, there was a ruling that they should be assessed as though they were vacant, and it changed the value of how they were being assessed. And that was going to really affect a lot of how the tax would flow through all the different taxing entities throughout the state. And so that was a big push at the state level to figure out a way to make sure that we didn't just really get ourselves in trouble. Well, if you're the owner of a big box store, you may say, wait a minute, you shouldn't have assessed us in that manner to begin with. So therein is where the problem is going to be.
What did the law end up stating, though? You've explained what the problem was, but what did the law end up stating?
Part of this, now that it's signed in, I'm going to read it to you because I'm not a lawyer. The new statute provides in relevant part that the section applies to a property of a commercial non-income producing real property. And there, so here's what the disagreement seems to be, is how do you say which is the non-income producing property and which one is income producing property? So it looks to me like when I'm reviewing this, if you own a piece of property, a building, and you're leasing it out to a company, then they're saying it is an income producing property, and it is tied to the income from the lease and not from the income that the tenant makes by leasing that property. So that's what they're going to be fussing over, and let's remind ourselves that we have had a situation where the CVS stores here locally we have two that have been, you know, discussing this with us and saying they don't believe that their assessment is right. And I remember looking through this, I think it's, we go back several years where we've been waiting on that Indiana tax board to make decisions on this. So if it is determined in their favor rather than the county's favor, then that is going to be a situation where all the taxing units will have to come up to repay back to that owner of those buildings taxes that we have collected if the CVS stores would be successful. And now this is going to be a big push because this is, would affect throughout the state how this legislation has been written and how that law will be interpreted. And there are those that are saying this could go back and be as have the same kind of impact that the town of St. John's had on the state in 1999. I want to remind you that I believe that is when they said, okay, now you have to start going to market value, which just turned everything upside down for a while, having to go straight.
So who's trying to push this through?
Well, I mean, it was passed at the state level.
So it's done. So July 1st, this is going to happen?
It's already on board now, and the way the law is saying that it's supposed to be retroactive back to when it was put in place, and there are those that are saying, wait just a minute. So I don't want to say more than I ought because I am not an appraisal expert on what's going on these things. Just the heads up here. If indeed this should be that these big box stores would win these appeals, it will make a big difference in our total assessed value.
Because it will drop it, correct?
It will drop it, absolutely. Just same kind of thing that happened with those big apartment buildings. And it dropped the assessed value, and everybody had to pay that money back. And I'm not saying that's an unfair thing, if that's the way the law is.
What kind of money are you talking paying back, though?
That is something that need to find out from our assessor exactly where we would be on this. But if
is this more proof of why you need to have a rainy day fund laying around?
Well, I mean, of course, you don't want to spend every dollar you have. And there would be some who would have to pay it back that might not have it available. So I'm just saying that I'm just giving you an overview to say, here's something for us to be watching for. I certainly do not want to portray that I know exactly how the law is written. I'm just going by what I've been sent.
So when we look at this, Marty, right now, the bottom line here is that this law has been passed. It is going to change how commercial properties are assessed. Now, I guess, you know, I mean, since it's been passed, I don't think that the assessor can argue with this. It's been passed.
Well, okay, but it's supposed to be the way it's been written. There's some who believe it should go back to retroactive to when the law reads that any appeal in the pipeline is retroactive to the law. Now, remember, we have some here that's on appeal. Okay, so, and based on the new law, the county attorney has asked the Indiana Board of Tax Review to basically deem the appraisal used to be thrown out. But, of course, people representing the big box stores are saying the new law is unconstitutional and their appraisal should stand. So that's where it's going to be. Which appraisal are we going to be looking at? And when I say we, the courts will be looking at.
Sure.
And so dollar-wise,
this is going to definitely be a big deal here in the very near future, it sounds
right,
like.
For everybody throughout the state.
Right.
And for people who think, and I've heard this said over and over again, well, you know, the state just needs to give us more home rule and so forth. There are reasons why the state has to make sure that they, as best they can, that they keep all of the counties and the states from going, you know, bankrupt. Because you can't have counties really go under without the state having to pull you up someplace, because that would mean the whole state would be in trouble. So that's the reason why we have the Department of Local Government Finance and State Board of Accounts and laws that's supposed to keep us from really, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. So
well, they've let the county assessors be really, in my opinion, very greedy here over the last few years, because what's ended up happening is that yes, the the values of various properties went down, but they were not taking and keeping under check. I mean, I've seen values of properties just go up and up and up, and
right.
which made no sense in the current market.
But let me also remind you that if we believe this is a big deal, we should have also understood that, because this is all about assessed values for the county. So if we pull in, well, that's how the county works. It's total assessed value.
I understand.
So if you're capturing a huge amount of assessed value, which is what the city has decided they're going to do and what the county is deciding to do, where so much of that new growth and growth in assessed value is going to be captured into those TIF areas and not come out into the other areas where we're going to be able to support county government and city government.
The only way you can do that is if you keep on raising assessments.
Is to keep that assessed value going up.
Yep.
And if this
You're
is
right,
successful
Marty.
And this assessed value then drops, where then will we be? Because we've already tied up where the assessed value is going to go. I'm just, I don't want to be a naysayer, and hopefully it won't work out that way. I'm hoping all for the best.
Well, keep us updated on all that, will you?
Certainly, I just will do that.
Well, we got to know what's working. And
well, nobody else will let us know, Marty, so we count on you.
Well, I will do the best I can with it, but you know that you can't know everything about everything, so I'll do the best I can.